I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Point one. It's wintertime up north, and softball has been put on hold for us northerners until April, or maybe even May. In my area, the temperature warms up enough to play in April, but the melting snow keeps the ground too wet to get on the fields. Point two. Lots of softball teams are losing sponsors. Some sponsors that they've had for a dozen or more years. The economy has caused many businesses to close or cut back, and one of the first cuts a lot of them make is to stop sponsoring sports teams. When a team loses its sponsor, it has three choices. One, find a new sponsor. Two, collect enough money from each player to pay the fees and purchase the required shirts or uniforms and balls if your league requires each team to furnish game balls. Or three, disband the team. Now, the first choice, finding a new sponsor, may work. But it may not, and I think it's harder to find a new sponsor than to keep an old one. But if you're able to find a new sponsor, fantastic. Choice three, the team disappears, is pretty unpleasant, assuming the players on your team are good folks who enjoy each other's company and are playing well enough that they're not discouraged about the whole softball thing. And that brings us back to choice two, collecting money from the players to pay the league fees. Not so hot? Well, luckily, there is a choice 2A. Another way to survive without a sponsor, and that is to throw a fundraiser to earn the money to pay the fees. Lots of teams live on their annual fundraisers. Some teams do more than one a year. And many of them are bringing in enough profit to not only pay all the bills, but also have enough money left over to donate to a worthy cause in the name of the team. Now, all this discussion brings me to the point I want to make in this show. Wintertime is a great time to do a team fundraiser. No, not the one where your girlfriends do a bikini car wash. Not in the snow, thank you. So what can you do then? The most profitable fundraisers seem to involve legal gambling. 50-50 drawings, a bingo or casino party, raffles, and sports pools. These things are fine in some areas and a little dicey in other areas, so contact your local authorities to be sure you won't have any trouble if you do a game of chance. Usually there's no problem when the cause is a good one, but please check to be sure. The two most popular sports betting events are both held in the wintertime, between New Year's and softball season. I'm talking about the Super Bowl and the NCAA basketball tournament, March Madness. A powerful fundraiser could be set up using either or both of those events to earn the money to pay your softball fees. If you don't want to get involved in charity gambling, there are other ways to make money for your team. Have an indoor yard sale flea market, with each player collecting saleable items from friends and family. A church basement, a school or park district gym, any place you can get that's big and heated should work for you. Many teams make a lot of money sponsoring bowling tournaments, especially those Moonlight Madness tourneys. Talk to your bowling alley manager. He should be able to tell you the best way to put this together because he's probably used to doing these things. Or do a 3-on-3 basketball tournament or a volleyball contest, any other sporting event that can be done indoors. Whichever sport you choose, charge a substantial fee to enter a team and give back a percentage of your fees in cash prizes to the top two or three finishers, or give nice prizes. I'd avoid softball prizes like bats and gloves because that limits your contestants to softballers. You want to appeal to as wide a population as possible. And talk to your venue manager about getting a cut of the concession profits too, or even selling food and drink yourself at the event. And be sure to run some 50-50 raffles during the event, if that's allowable. At any rate, if you use your imagination, or pick the brains of people who have already done this kind of thing, you don't have to sit in your house and watch the snow come down. You can be doing something this winter to make this coming season a lot nicer for your softball team. For more articles about softball and a look at my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.